and welcome to the Big Finish podcast. Hello, my name is Nick Briggs, but that, as I often say, is as may be. And what's your name?
My name is Joe Smith.
You made it sound like I said Nick Smith.
I don't know.
Yes, and Big Finish are the purveyors of fine audiobooks and audio drama, covering such ranges as Doctor Who, Blake Seven, Dark Shadows, Torchwood, Terrorhawks, The Avengers, anything to throw in there?
Graceless, Vienna, Iris Wildtime, Sarah Jane Smith,
Bernice Summerfield, Sherlock Holmes, The Confessions of Dorian Gray, Survivors, The Omega Factor, Countermeasures. And
something on the bottom shelf, which we don't sell anymore. All right.
And The Prisoner.
Way.
Yes, you see. It's really interesting that I had a bit of a list written there, scribbled in my horrible scrawl. And the ones you mentioned, Joe, were not on that list. It's so it was really useful that you said them. That was really spooky that you should pick ones I hadn't written down.
It's weird, isn't it? It's almost like there's a massive shelf of titles behind you that I can look at.
I know, but how did you know what was on my list? We ought to go on the stage with this.
We should. It's like a psychic act.
yes, I can read your mind. Joe, could you tell the audience what you're thinking? Is that nothing?
No, that was it. Yeah, nothing. It was just utter silence. It's gone now.
And your job here at Big Finish, in case people haven't heard you in a podcast before, what do you do?
So I am the producer's assistant of everybody in Big Finish. And unfortunately, as everybody is a producer of some sort, that means I assist everybody with everything.
Yeah, it's a wide-ranging job. And so Joe is here on the podcast this week due, I would like to say, popular demand, but that's due to just chance, really.
Just because I'm the only friend you've got left.
That's right, you're my only friend in the world, Joe. Coming up later in this podcast, we will be having the latest Big Finish news from Joe Smith. Ooh. Some listeners' emails. And our guest star interview this time, it's Jamie Anderson, son of Gerry Anderson, talking on the set of Gerry Anderson's Firestorm, chatting to me about his latest ultra-marionation creation. Yes, so it's not strictly about Big Finish, but Jamie has, of course, produced Terrorhawks for us. And the second series of Terrorhawks is coming out when?
In May, and there's a brand new cover on the website as of today.
Oh, it is in May?
Yes.
I thought it was in April.
Or maybe it is in April. I think
I told him it was in May, and he was quite surprised.
Well, we'll tell him it's in May, and then we'll surprise him and wreck his day in April. I think it's the end of April, so...
Yeah, but it'll more or less be April. May.
Yeah, more or less.
Following that, we'll have a random story from the Big Finish archives just to recommend for you to listen to, either for the first time, go and buy it, that means, or if you've already got it, maybe just to, you know, enjoy it one more time. That'll be followed by a Spragtastic moment, one of the classic podcast moments by our late great friend Paul Spragg, who amused us all greatly. And then there'll be time for just a mention of the latest releases before I tell you what's in the next podcast. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's time for the Big Finish news.
Thank you, Joe. So the first part of the news is, as you're listening to this podcast, we're in the penultimate day of our massive sale on Doctor Who The Lost Stories. Very exciting. All these different special offers on stories featuring the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh Doctors that weren't made for the screen, but they wanted to, but they just couldn't.
We did them instead.
We did them instead and we did it better, so take that.
Well, since they didn't exist, it's
exactly,
not
you know,
to be
it's by default we're the best. You know, it's all good fun and the worst, but never mind. But they're very exciting. All our double and triple disc releases are only £5 each until midday on Tuesday, and there's a range of box sets also available.
Well done, Joe. What else is happening in the news?
Well, that's even more exciting because that's just the first set of special offers we have this week. Because on Wednesday, March 30th. We're going to be having Big Finish's March Madness. Indeed, that's exactly the reaction we were looking for.
I don't know what that was.
It's a whole day of special offers starting at 9 a.m. And there's a new special offer every hour for an hour, only for that hour, on a whole range of different titles, some of which have never been discounted before. There is something for everybody. For those people that may not live in the UK or at work, don't worry, because the last few hours have some pretty special titles, you know, and some really good ones there.
If you could only see the face that Joe pulled when he said that.
You know what I like about a special offer? I mean, I have them all now, but I still buy them anyway. They're that good offers. So that's exciting. And you can find out more information about that on the Big Finish website.
Bigfinish.com.
Bigfinish.com. It's the very best. And what else have we got? We've already mentioned the new Terrorhawks cover, which has just debuted today.
Yeah, well, I don't think we mentioned it, did we?
Well, we certainly talked about it and messed up the release date.
Because that's true. We didn't talk about the cover, though. Yeah, great cover.
Yeah, it's a lovely new cover with Queen Zelda, who has got a hold of a bunch of new... Oh, you couldn't do it. Do it again. Try again.
Big Finish.
That's all right.
It's pretty good.
Can you do any other Gerry Anderson characters?
Stand by for action.
That's the one I hoped you were going to do. Good job. Good job. We don't have the rights to Stingray, but one day.
One day.
We'll keep it.
Wouldn't that be good? No, we'll just be... Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Is it going to be just only under the water, though? You can't do anything on land.
I can also do Marina.
Go on.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I did the pouting.
The dress looked great on you. Anyway, back to the news now. Oh, so yeah. You can see the new Terrorhawks cover online now. There's also a new cover for Survivors Series 4.
Yes.
And I believe there is a trailer.
There is a trailer. Yes. Well, should we play that now?
Let's go for it.
Welcome. My name is Theo. We are fortunate to have found each other. All of us. A community of like minds. We must look upon it as an opportunity to absolve, evolve, reconnect with Gaia.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
Molly had a note passed under her door during the night.
I hope your burns are healing and Lucky is on the mend. You are in danger here. Take care. I mean you no more harm, but I have seen things. May God protect you.
Already there is unease. This ease, disease, sickness, feel it in our midst.
I had it. I had the death, but...
You survived.
I did.
I'm a mess.
No, you're a survivor.
Books, buildings, laboratories, we have so little left. There's always something to salvage.
Well, if you feel the need to run, Greg, then run.
Stop! What are you doing?
What have you done? You... Stop it! Stop it! Leave him alone!
Survivors. Series 4.
That was the trailer for the new series of Survivors, which I'm working on the music for that almost as we speak. I mean, obviously, no, I'm not playing it now.
Now, you have tortured me when we were playing the trailer for some background noise, but, you know, that's as may be, isn't it? Got to do it on the cheap here.
Yes, I use some curling tongs.
Yeah.
What?
Who knows?
Anything else in the news, Joe?
In the news.
Don't break the news.
I'll try not to. We've had a brand new... edition of Nick's Notes come out, which is all about you working on the Prisoner Series 2. Plug. which is good. And that's out. That's good. And,
Have they heard the... Have you heard the Prisoner? Here's the trailer.
I hope he doesn't break any speed limits and get himself into trouble. He's going to get himself killed one day, you know.
Where am I?
In the village.
In the village.
Désirez-vous un taxi, monsieur?
Take me away from here.
Where to?
As far as you can go.
I heard this was your first day.
And my last.
Why'd you say that, number six?
Don't call me that. It's just the number of a house I woke up in.
Now then, number six. File open.
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you work for, and I don't care. Open that door or I'll break it down.
There's no need for all this nonsense. All we want to know is why you resign.
Stop! Do not run! Halt!
Stop running, man! Stop running! You don't stand a chance!
We don't want any unhappiness in our beautiful village, and if number six behaved aggressively towards you...
What's your real name?
What's yours? You see, we're both scared to talk.
I love you.
This place is a madhouse. A
bloody nightmare.
Yes, get out of here. Yes, we must or they'll kill us. Worse.
Worse?
Orange alert. Orange alert.
Yeah, just in case you
have. Yeah, just in case, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you get the theme tune for The Prisoner every podcast.
And all the lovely background music, which is just special.
Fantastic work by Jamie Robertson.
Fantastic. And that pretty much is the news this week, because we're all on bank holiday.
Thank you, Joe. Time now, before our star interview with Jamie Anderson. Oh, what a build-up I'm giving it. For some listeners' emails. Okay. Okay, let's have the first one, Joe.
So this is from Wes Sumner, and he says, "Dear Nick and crew, I knew you were podcast recording today and just wanted to take a moment to share some unsolicited praise. Unfortunately, we can't accept unsolicited praise."
For legal reasons.
For legal reasons, we're not allowed to be praised.
It has to be solicited praise. I don't know what that is. Oh, we have to ask for
it. It's just a massive wad of cash thrown at people until they say nice things. It's great. But no.
I should also mention that when he wrote this, I think it was probably another podcast I was recording.
Oh, well, that's okay. Yeah, they don't need to know that. They don't know when.
Sorry, scrub that.
Magic, isn't it? Anyway, he says, Wes continues, "Congratulations again on all the new Who success. It's an enriching extension to what Big Finish has been doing so well for years, with the War from the War Doctor to River Song to all points in between. Brilliant. As a side note, Nick, I just finished the Engines of War audiobook that you read. Amazing. Your Barusa, in particular, was very haunting. Perfect. Anyway, keep up the great work. I'm looking forward to seeing the Big Finish crew in May for Timegate in Atlanta."
That's right. Yes, I am indeed going there. I thought it was at the end of April.
Well, it could be
the end of April, May thing, isn't it?
It can be any time we want, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never been to Atlanta. Atlanta is, of course, a character in Stingray. Stand by for action!
That's an excellent segue. Right, let's hope the next person is from a Titan.
From the planet Titan. What? No, it's a moon, isn't it?
It is a moon. It was in The Invisible Enemy.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. But I won't blame you for forgetting that.
Go to the next step. He mentioned Engines of War, yes, which I read, which was available on BBC Audio, I think. And I can't remember what was the voice I did for Barusa.
It
was very haunting.
Well, he was changing, wasn't he, when he was doing it? So it probably kind of goes to, I read it. So.
Was he changing?
He was changing or something.
He was caught mid-regeneration
Something like that. It was good. It was definitely good.
Thank goodness.
Thank God. Anyway.
I remember I did a voice for Rassilon as well. I think I was trying to be Timothy Dalton.
Everyone tries to be Timothy Dalton.
I know, so. I try every morning.
Yeah. And you succeed sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, should we do the next email?
Yeah, go on.
We're just getting into Nick Briggs' Timothy Dalton fan fiction now, and it's just not well, is it? So this is an email from Callum MacArthur.
Oh, Callum.
And he says, "Hi, Nick.
Hi.
With you having the Doctor Who new series license, will you be able to do companion chronicles for new Who companions?"
Well, just imagine.
Just imagine.
Ooh. You've got something there, Callum. I can't say. It's probably.
See what we can do.
See what we can do for you, Callum.
See what we can do. This is afternoon podcast crew, i.e. Nick.
Joe's here to surprise you.
I'm here now. Loving the most recent releases. I'm driving through Doom Coalition 2 as we speak.
Goodness.
I know.
That's going to make a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, never mind.
There'll be crushed plastic everywhere.
Quick question. Right. Any chance of getting the final Blake 7 Lucifer novel in audiobook form?
I don't know. Is there any chance?
I think there might be a chance we're currently working on the next full cast series of Blake 7, aren't we? Yes. And I think we're going to do that first and then see what we're going to do with Blake 7, because there's all sorts of clever plans.
But yeah, a great future for Blake 7 at Big Finish.
Absolutely.
.com /Blake7.
Probably.
Probably. Who knows?
He says, "Also, on the Doctor Who front, any chance of Adric turning up in any full cast audios?"
Well, he's been in some.
He's been in the fifth Doctor box set, isn't he?
Yes, though.
Yes.
Every chance.
That wasn't even like a just imagine yes.
Yeah,
that was
that's
a yes.
A definite yes.
Fantastic.
I've seen the schedule. I you know, in this job, I get to see those things.
We've sent him contracts. It's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, help you well. He's got a spragtastic moment. Do you want to do that now, or have I done it out of sync?
It's all out of sync. Well, we'll come back to that.
We'll do that. Excellent. So the next one is from David Steele in Glasgow.
Oh, David Steele often writes in. David Steele.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, former leader of the Liberal Party.
Oh, very good.
Sorry, I do that joke every time, and he's sick and tired of it. Sorry, David. I'm sorry. I would edit the joke out, but somehow I quite like it.
Dear Nick, first off, I'm glad you're planning on recording regular podcasts again.
Hey, I'm not just planning, I'm doing it.
Doing it right now. You've banked a few as well, haven't you? No. Okay.
I'm right down to the line.
Okay. Well, it's just like the rest of
Martin. Martin Montague is going to do a few.
Oh, that'll be nice. Lovely. Yeah. Oh, he's always a treat. Anyway, they're always a good laugh.
What did you say then? You just sort of faded out.
It's always a treat. It's always a treat. Yeah, it's a treat. No, it's good.
You said he's always a...
Oh, no. He's lovely.
He's a bit of a...
Let's not get my views on Martin Montague wrong. He's wonderful. Anyway, they're always a good laugh.
Backtracking,
madly. Yeah,
yeah. I know. He's got a picture of Martin Montague here with a dart in his head.
Yeah, but only because he's all the other ones... We've already thrown all the darts in, so we're going off track again, damn it, he says. Anyway, he says, I'm also glad you're playing tribute to the much-missed Paul Spragg.
Oh, thanks.
Moments I like to hear again, include the music from his new chair and any talk of lounge pants.
Lounge pants, used to say, yeah.
Oh, lovely. He'd also like to take this opportunity to again praise and thank you for continuing to support Toby Haydock's Who's Round podcast.
Yeah,
astonishing to think it's now in its fourth year. When are you going to do one?
Well, I do keep mentioning it to Toby, and he goes, well, yes, when are you going to do it? So that's as far as the conversation goes. And the entertaining thing for me about Toby Haydock is people come up to me and say, I really like those Toby Hadoki Who's Round. I say, don't say that to him. It'll make him very cross. Almost as cross as it makes Mark Gatiss if you call him Mark Gatiss.
Mm.
Can't do that.
Or Ken Bentley if you call him Kenny Bentley.
Ooh,
that kicked off. That was a mistake as well.
I know because I mean, look, you wrote to him in an email.
Yeah, at the same time.
You were talking to Kenny Smith.
Yeah, as you did. And he
Did you hear in the last podcast, I'd emailed Cavan Scott and I called him Scott.
Because
I saw
the
Scott.
I
said,
Dear
Scott, and he wrote back and said, yes, Briggs, what is it?
We've already got one Scott, goodness.
I know, it's because I email Scott a lot, you see. Scott on the brain. Anyway, I think that's enough emails.
Probably, yes.
It was. I would like to say that was beautifully done.
Oh, thank you.
Hey. So now, time to head over to Slough, where Jamie Anderson was a few weeks ago filming Firestorm, a... pilot minisode for a series. And filmed in ultramarionation, which hopefully in this little Bijou reportette he'll explain it.
Minisode and Bijou reportette.
I'm leaving now. Over to Slough. So yes, I'm with Jamie Anderson in quite a noisy studio. It is noisy, isn't it, Jamie?
Cue the soaring. Yeah, it's really noisy.
Could you explain what's going on here?
Someone is sawing some wood behind us because they are building bits of set for the pilot episode of Jerry Anderson's Firestorm.
Explain some more.
That's about all I can say now. They're making stuff.
What is Firestorm?
Oh, you want to know what Firestorm is? Okay. Jerry Anderson's Firestorm, which is a new puppet series based on an original idea by my dear late father, who also made things like Thunderbirds, which I think a few people might have heard of, hopefully.
I've just heard of that, yes.
Yeah, and it's the first new Jerry Anderson puppet show since Terrorhawks started in 1983. So it's quite a long time, but yeah, a new take on puppetry called ultramarionation.
Can you explain anything of it? Because I witnessed the first take of a bit of ultramarionation.
Yeah, I think so. Because films like Team America made marionettes, figures of comedy, people are generally, they kind of expect puppets to have a terrible wonky walk and be unable to do certain things. So Ultramarination employs modern animatronics and rod puppetry, as well as some strung puppetry too, so you can still call them marionettes technically, but that combination of controls allows for a much greater range of movement and dynamic movement, I guess, like running, jumping, crouching, and all sort of stuff which you've just seen. So,
Yes, it was a scene of someone sort of jumping down through a ceiling and landing in a corridor. That's what it was.
Make it sound so exciting.
It was exciting.
Yes, it was our female hero character Nagisa, who jumped down from a hatch into a baddie's base on an island.
Yeah. So, could you tell us what the basis of Firestorm is and what actually this production is? Because it's not a full series yet, is it?
No. So we're doing a pilot mini-sode. Since my father was so fond of contractions of two words, mini-sode sounds as good as any other. Part of the funding was raised through Kickstarter back in October, November 2014. So ages and ages and ages ago. Cool. And we had all sorts of bumps along the way, getting the puppets ready and getting the right crew in the right location together. And finally, everything's lined up. The stars have aligned. And here we are doing a sort of short intro to the characters, a kind of mini story to give an idea of the way that the narrative will go, and also to have a blooming massive explosion.
Yeah, I've seen that explosion. It's incredible.
A very sexy explosion. lots of fire. And actually, it was so good that yesterday, some grown men who have BAFTAs and Emmys to their name were stood watching the playback on the monitor with tears in their eyes. It was wonderful and pathetic in equal measure.
And you mentioning BAFTAs and what have you there, that reminds me, you've got a great team working on this.
Yeah, a fantastic crew. Puppets made by McKinnon and Saunders, who do all the puppets for Tim Burton's films and are big Gerry Anderson fans. Our director is Steve Begg, who has done things like effects supervisor on Spectre and Skyfall and Casino Royale and Kingsman and, excuse my banging there, and loads of other stuff like that too. Mike Tucker, who Doctor Who fans will know, the model unit. We have an Oscar-winning sound designer. Other people who have been nominated or won BAFTAs all over the place. A bunch of people who basically went into the profession because they love Gerry Anderson shows and are now here to try and do their very best to help bring the new one together.
You can hear. It's all happening in the background, isn't it? Can you tell me what Firestorm's about? What's the story about?
I don't want to give too much away, but...
Okay. I mean, I'm in it, so I know what it's about. I'm just trying to get you to say.
Yeah. It's a kind of a combination between Thunderbirds and Captain Scarlet in lots of ways, but certainly in terms of the puppetry and the colours and the positivity of Thunderbirds and the kind of the darker side of Captain Scarlet. But essentially, we're a future world, quite utopian, everything's pretty lovely, but then some very unfortunate and strange things start happening all over the place, lots of natural disasters, and then it appears that there is some outside nefarious force interfering, and a group of elite men and women are brought together to combat it. Brilliant. It's a sort of, you know, the Gerry Anderson formula. It's from an original idea of his from 2001. We've just sort of worked back from those original documents and redeveloped it, and here we are doing some Firestorm stuff.
I know, and I'm in it. Say that again?
I know you're in it, Nick. Yeah, I know.
Thanks for the job.
That's absolutely fine. No, we needed a sort of a slightly sort of posho computer, and I can't think of anybody better to do that.
Posho computer. That's his name, Posho the computer. No, it isn't his name. You've also been working for Big Finish. Just before I leave you alone with my strange fuzzy microphone, tell us something about that.
I've been doing some Doctor Who for you, which has been really fun. The Two Masters trilogy, which has been really lots and lots of fun. Yeah. And that was a particularly exciting day doing the last of the trilogy. with Jeffrey Beavers and Alex McQueen together and having their masters banter. There was something lovely, like the first time we saw Pertwee and Troughton together, and that the banter between the two of them. It was all kind of the baddie end of that, which is really lovely. So yeah, lots of edits coming in, lots of sound design stuff going on at the moment, but it's keeping me very, 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 very busy alongside this. So thank you for that, Big Finish.
You're most welcome. And also a second series of Terrorhawks.
God, I almost forgot about Terrorhawks.
How could you forget about Terrorhawks?
No, Terrorhawks has been great because the brief for that for the writers was homages and taking the Mickey out of Gerry Anderson shows. So there's a UFO Captain Scarlet Mickey take, and the Torch of the Battery Boy one, and the Thunderbirds one. And a big exciting ending, which is something they could never have afforded to do on the original series of Terrorhawks. So it's, yeah, I'm very excited to hear that one.
Something to look forward to. That's out in May, isn't it?
Is it out in May? I think you're probably right. It is out in May. Yeah. Terrorhawks, Series 2 in May. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. You better get back, because they need you to look at some shots, don't they?
Yes, yeah. I've got to go and look at some monitors with some puppets on them.
It's like you've got a job or something. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks.
And there you have it. Everything you want to know about Firestorm. It's going to be very exciting. Someone's just trying to kick the door down in here. Time now for a random story from the Big Finish archives. Joe, over to you. You suggested something.
I sure did. So very recently I was listening to this audio, but it's only available on CD, so I'm very sorry for all your download fans out there, but it's too good and you're definitely gonna get it. It's called Bernie Summerfield and Death and the Daleks.
Wow.
Which is very exciting.
The thing I noticed about when you said that, you were looking over to the shelf, which is, I don't know, 6-7 feet away, long further.
Yeah.
And could you actually see the title?
Yeah,
from there? You see, you're young. I know you've got
right
glasses,
there.
But
I know. No, it's right there. It's got a Dalek on it, so it's kind of hard to miss.
I can't see it, and I'm.
Do you want
closer.
Me to go and get it for you?
Yeah,
get it. Right, hang on.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I remember we had great fun doing that because it had the Daleks in it. I was in it, and it was nice for the Daleks to be in Bernice Summerfield. Really. So you just read the spine, did you?
Yeah.
You can see the spine at that distance.
Yeah.
Even with my super new glasses, I still can't see that far. Isn't that terrible? Written by Paul Cornell. Why did I... Why wasn't I able to say his name properly? And directed by Gary Russell, starring Lisa Bauman. The Braxia Tell collection has been occupied by the Fifth Axis, who seem to be led by a figure from Bernice's past. Behind him lies the evil time-travelling power of the Daleks. Thank you.
Yeah, it's jolly good as well. Yeah. And of course, the funny thing about that story is they made it when we first started with Big Finish, in the early days of the early 2000s. The Bernie Summerfield
2004.
Well, there you go. It was both books and audio dramas. And the funny thing about that story is none of the characters in it are mentioned in any other audio drama till that point. But that means you could just start listening and it explains it and you go along.
Do they cross over from books?
They cross over from books. So there's all these characters that have never been mentioned before. But it means it's a great place to start because they explain the story so far at the beginning of the adventure. And then from that point on, the books don't really come into it anymore. So you can just start from there.
That is a big recommendation. Okay, let's hear the trailer.
What is it they say? Previously on Bernie Summerfield. Let me tell you. Previously, everything's been on Bernie Summerfield. But, to be exact...
This asteroid has been invaded by the Fifth Axis.
I don't know about you, Bernice, but I'm going to resist them any way I can.
Don't you understand? I'm not a collaborator. I'm still me, Jason. All these months, I've been building up a mercenary army off-planet. I've been working to set us free.
I can't get to Brax on a regular basis. If only he could let us know where his time equipment is. I don't know why he doesn't use it.
Bernice, it's only a matter of time before they take me away. Right now, I'm useful as a slave worker. But when they get us aliens off-planet... Bernice... Promise me you'll look after our son. Promise me you'll protect Peter.
I'll look after Peter. Whatever it takes. Benning, you can trust me.
Get off me! They only stole a spaceship! You can't... Oh!
I can use our map of the sensor grid to get inside their main control room. From there, I can download their whole security system. We can find out what they're doing to Bev. Perhaps find a way to rescue her.
There we have it. Bernice Summerfield, Death and the Daleks. Time now for our Spragtastic moment.
This is from Laura in Los Angeles, California, which is very important for the Spragtastic moment. It says, hello, Nick. I'd like to nominate a moment from the number one June 2013 podcast. Around the 18 minutes and 3 seconds mark, you two are going over the competition results. And with one winner being from the States, there is a question about what the state abbreviation WA stands for. As Paul says, it's not Wabraska. I admit to laughing my head off while at the same time conceding the point that most of us Yanks wouldn't be able to point out Bristol on a map.
It's true.
And today, nor can many people in Britain, to be fair. Anyway, it was one more moment with Paul that brought laughter into our lives.
And let's hear it now.
Countermeasures? Is that what you're going with next?
Yeah, I'm going for countermeasures.
Countermeasures is going to Lauren Messenger, who's in Sammamish, WA.
Oh.
What's WA? No.
Wisconsin, that can't be correct.
No. I was going to say Nebraska. That's clearly not going to be right, is it?
That sound you can hear is the sound of all the Americans listening, laughing their heads off of our lack of knowledge of American
shouting
geography.
Shouting out the answer.
Anyway, we've got his address.
Washington?
Oh, yes. It's going to be Washington, isn't it?
Here's Lauren. I said Lauren.
Oh, sorry.
Well, this is going swimmingly.
Sorry, Lauren. I've changed your sex for some reason. And what was the last one that I didn't catch sight of because I'm old and blind and feeble?
That was
Waterloo of the Daleks, as it was called when it was originally commissioned, which is, in fact, the Cruise of Davros. The Curse of Davros. I can't even say Davros. I officially resign. Okay, so who's won that?
That's Andy Kitching. Who is in Leeds? Alas, someone in the
is
UK.
Is she?
well, to be
see
fair,
what I did there.
Potentially that could have gone either way, on the basis it could be Andy with an I. So, you know, like
yeah, no,
or
you
Andy
got me
with
there.
An IE, like Andy yeah. McDowell, but it is in fact Andy with a Y, so I'm assuming it's a man.
There we are. That was this podcast's Spragtastic moment. And don't forget, we'll be doing those in, if not all, most of the podcasts coming up in the next few weeks. So please do write in with your Spragtastic moments, because there are so many to choose from. And frankly, I'm sport for choice. So I need a bit of guidance from you folks. So do write in to podcast@bigfinish.com and let me know your Spragtastic moment. Tell me the podcast and roughly where it occurs, just to make life easy for me. Is that right? Yeah. Thank you. Right, before I let you know what's happening in the next podcast, just time to talk about the latest releases. Joe, do you know them?
Yes, I do. So just this past week, we've had another brilliant interview release with the lovely Jacqueline Pierce come out. You've interviewed her, in fact.
I did, yes, quite some time ago. Yes.
Oh, it wasn't that long ago.
Is there a clip of it on
there? There is a clip. It's a clean clip as well, but we must stress, it's not for children, this release. Please
or the
do
faint
not.
Of heart.
Or anybody that thinks Jacqueline Pierce is a, what you know, really kind, nice, well-behaved, polite person. Yeah. Yeah, don't.
She is kind and nice.
Oh, she is kind
and
nice.
And she is well behaved. But, you know, it's a bit, some of it's a bit saucy and a bit raw and a bit extremely honest. All right, let's have a clip.
Now then.
Yes.
How much do you think childhood has a fundamental influence on one's life?
Total.
Yeah.
I was reading something recently in a wonderful magazine called The Week. If you don't read it, I suggest you do. And some wise person had said, we spend the second half of our lives getting over the first half. And I think there's a lot of truth in that.
There are. See, that wasn't offensive. What else is coming out?
We've also just had a brand new short trip from the lovely Sophie Aldred come out called Doctor Who Washington Burns.
Is that like Ken Burns?
It's just like Ken Burns if he was a city and he lived in 1814.
Ah, right. So that's from the short trips range for Sophie.
Only $2.99 to download.
Come on, get in there.
Absolutely.
And there's a Pathfinder Legends.
There is. Do we have the long-awaited fourth entry in Pathfinder Legends Mummy's Mask? It's called Secret of the Sphinx, and it sees the Pathfinders off on their next quest to find more about Pharaoh Hakotep.
Oh, very good. Very well researched.
Perhaps we should rest before continuing. I would like the opportunity to examine the mask in more detail.
No.
I must make further study to provide the Pathfinders with a detailed report of its abilities.
No!
Ask...
No! I wore that thing, remember? It ain't right. And it ain't coming out of my pack. Got it?
Yes. Got it.
Bada boom. There we are. Those are the latest releases. Secret of the Sphinx, Call Me Jax, and Doctor Who Short Trips, Washington Burns. Time now just to let you know what's happening in the next podcast. I don't know what's happening in the next podcast.
Who have you interviewed that you still have to share?
I've got, I tell you what we'll do. It's Richard Earle.
Richard Earle.
Richard Earle, who plays Dr. Watson in our Sherlock Holmes range. And we recorded the sacrifice of Sherlock Holmes a couple of weeks ago. Mm. And I took the opportunity to have an informal podcastery chat with Richard, who's so lovely but so crushingly modest that you kind of want to beat him to death. Which is an odd thing to say, isn't it? I just realised as it came out of my mouth. But anyway, he's brilliant. It's basically an interview where he avoids being praised. It's like I'm chasing him around the room, telling him he's good, and he's going, no, 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 and he won't have it. Anyway, that's in the next podcast. Joe, what a pleasure it's been to have this podcast with you.
It's very kind of you to say. I was waiting for you to invite me back on, and it's only taken you 5 weeks, so that's good. Thanks, mate.
Well, and hopefully we can have you back on. I'm probably around in London next week, so we might be able to do another one next week.
Maybe we can do it then. Yeah. It's certainly a nice alternative to doing any actual work. So yeah.
And also, I just wanted to get your thoughts on Moonbase Utensil.
Oh, I've been loving it so far, but yeah. I'm a month or two ahead of people. Some twists coming up. That murder scene, blimey. That was like Line of Duty meets Breaking Bad. Blimey.
Oh, I wanted to ask you something before you go.
Okay.
What I ask everyone who's in the podcast, what's tingling your molecules or agitating your molecules at the moment in Big Finish, first of all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, in Big Finish, I consume so much Big Finish because there's so much to consume and someone has to listen to it all. So I have, as I said, I've been listening to Bernie Summerfield. I've been listening to Pathfinders as well, which is out the old information. But the new things I'm listening to at the moment, we've just got You Are, and You Will Obey Me. Which is very good, which is coming up soon. This is a bit of a cheat, really, because that's not out yet, so other people can't hear it.
Tell us a little bit about it without giving too much away.
Well, it's the first part of our Two Masters trilogy, which is like our big summer blockbuster, where two masters are going to meet each other and wage awesome mayhem across the universe. The first story is starring Peter Davison and Jeffrey Beavers. And it's odd, you know, you don't quite know where it's going to go at the start. It starts off with an auction house. And there are teenagers, mercenaries, alien praying mantises, and that's before the master turns up. It's flipping awesome.
It's a great script by Alan Barnes. The script editor of the Doctor Who main range. There you go. So, yes, thank you. Now, what's tingling or agitating your molecules just generally in entertainment?
Genuine entertainment. Well, this weekend, I've just sat and watched all 13 episodes of Daredevil Series 2, which is...
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, so it's the same world as Jessica Jones, which I know you and David have been watching. Mm. And in fact, some characters...
Even though he called it Jennifer Jones.
He did call it Jennifer Jones, and I who does he think he is? He called Doctor Strange Jonathan Strange the other day. I'm like, oh, anyone could make that mistake, but I'm just still angry that it happened. But that was excellent, and that's well worth it. Again, it's the same as our Call Me Jax. Don't watch it if you're a child. It's just unbelievably violent, but wonderful. And then I'm hopefully looking forward to seeing Batman versus Superman as well.
Are you going to do it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I was going to, and then the reviews came out, but I can only assume they're all liars. You know?
You've got to give it a go.
So you have to.
It might be a review-proof film because those are such big franchises. Like the Star Star Wars, you know, those three Star Wars movies that everyone thinks is rubbish.
Yeah. But it's okay.
They
now,
made masses of money.
Because Star Wars is good again now, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And I went to see them as well. I don't even particularly like Star Wars.
But when
they're
event
movies.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to go and see them. And then, even better, Avatar. No one gives a damn about Avatar anymore, but we all went to see it, didn't
we? I like Avatar.
It's all right, but how many times?
I think it's better in 2D, Avatar. It's much more enjoyable.
Oh, that is interesting.
Because you appreciate the story more, whereas when you watch it in 3D, you're going, went out of focus.
I don't watch anything in 3D anymore because of that, so you might have some truth to it.
Yeah, honestly, I watched it when it was on telly and it was absolutely marvellous.
Oh, wonderful.
We were saying goodbye, weren't we? And then I was sidetracked into your tingling molecules.
Yes. It's happened before and it'll happen again.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. Are you going to say goodbye?
I could say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
Lot 41, ladies and gentlemen. Quiet, please.
That's what I'm after too.
Really? Why?
You came here for the clock, didn't you?
I read about Mikey. Then when I saw the clock was up for auction, I thought, well, same as you, I guess.
Dragon Master, there is a creature here with a stazer gun.
Wait a minute. When was this?
1984, obviously.
We do not trust Time Lords.
What are you going to do? Fly me there?
Obey me.
Obey.
Doctor Who, and you will obey me.
What fun we shall have.
Big Finish. We love stories.